In summary, discharge practice is not consistent with current guidelines, and we know that there's new guidelines out for consultation at the moment. Most survivors are seen alongside those on active treatment, and this, I would suggest, is a need to discuss whether this is appropriate and review the current arrangement. Survivors and clinicians agree that clinical reasons are the main focus of follow-up, and I don't know whether this is controversial or not, but I would suggest that this is expectation rather than need, and that long-term follow-up continues to focus on tumour recurrence and doesn't include anything on late effects, and that we do need to now address adequately late effect surveillance and need to, I raise here whether this needs to be considered according to risk. Survivors' concerns are not being adequately addressed, and we need to therefore have a more detailed patient focus of follow-up needed. And survivors and clinicians both prefer hospital-based forms of follow-up care, and at the moment, follow-up preferences are not consistent with national guidelines. And finally, primary care follow-up does offer some advantages, and concerns such as adjusting endocrine therapy may impair successful follow-up in primary care. So finally, I'm going to finish.